Hello and welcome to a very, very special podcast this week. Unfortunately, you don't have the dulcet tones of Christopher Stevenson, but you have me, Stuart Kennedy, as your host. And we have a very, very special intern session where we're going to discuss and debate the trials and tribulations that is internship at PhD. Welcome to the PhD class. Are you all excited?
Yes.
First of all, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Stuart. I'm going to be host for the day. And to my right, I have
Christian,
Anushka,
Mark,
Paul,
Tim,
Jess,
Angela,
Lauren.
So an awesome mix.
Making us roll call.
Exactly. An awesome mix of our regulars plus our lovely new intern. So guys, tell us more about yourselves. Anushka. What are you doing? What are you up to? What have you been working on?
Over the past 4 weeks, I've been working with the Google team. So basically, I've just gotten a bit of an understanding about trafficking and a bit about how Google works with PhD and the type of advertising we do for them.
Awesome. Mark?
I've been working in the strategy team, Chris Stevenson. I've been doing a lot of Googling, got a couple of T's. Which is pretty exciting.
Just two.
I've been really just kind of seeing how the strategy department works and just kind of seeing where I want to be in the future. And it's definitely in there.
Woo-hoo!
So it's been insightful.
I've been working with Tanya's team, so that's Menarini, a pharmaceutical company, and a Brian Glass. And I've just been doing a lot of loading, holdings, reconciliations, post-time analysis, lots of fun Excel stuff.
I'm Tim. I've been working with the VR team, or Team Lennon, and what I've been doing is I've been working on Real, or Real Insurance, and I've been doing a lot of, almost the same as Paul, actually, a lot of reconciliations, a lot of Excel work as well, a lot of materials and that sort of thing.
Awesome. So actually quite different experiences across the agency. What have you liked? What things have you enjoyed the most?
Working with erectile dysfunction medicine.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about
it. Normally speaking, has been really insightful and just shaped my view of what makes a good company and a good brand.
But not all brands are easy to work with, so that's quite a good.
That's
so that'll give you a good grounding into how to take a tricky brand.
It's
going to
be so much
for
some brands.
Yeah.
Well,
when you have a great product, you have a great product.
Are you speaking from experience, Mark?
So where have you guys come from? You haven't really kind of told us.
I'm from Bathurst, and so is Mark.
Oh, well, I think I can cover that. I'm studying at Bathurst, but I'm from Sydney.
I'm from Brisbane, so I go to QUT there.
And I am from the humble western suburbs of Penrith. EWS, yeah.
And you guys are studying advertising degrees, or?
Yes.
And marketing.
And marketing.
And marketing.
awesome. And how is the expectations of your course delivered against what you've been actually doing at PhD?
I think
quite different, I would say. So like, towards like, especially advertising, marketing, I would say, seems to be more aligned with the media side. But advertising teams, like, our last assessment piece, which I've been in my last semester, was like a lot of pitching ideas to clients, all this kind of stuff, and then you go into the media agency and it just seems to be a lot different. But that seems to be really kind of over there. Like, you guys are obviously doing that kind of stuff, I imagine. But, like, there's a lot more scope in the roles that really university doesn't really teach you.
Mm.
And that's probably a big thing I've noticed.
And what implication has that for you now? Like, you going, oh my god, VR agencies are really hard, or?
Well, I mean, I suppose we don't really talk the hierarchy as much as well. Like, we didn't really know that there was the set hierarchy, which there is. So, I mean, that just kind of just gives you a little bit of a, now, like, you know that this is kind of what we have to do to get to that kind of position.
Yeah.
Which is a good, which has been a good insight in the internship.
Do you get an insight into the differences between creative agencies and media agencies? I guess what you're saying is maybe you got that insight in university, but you came here and maybe there's not as much of that focus on
less ideas, more Excel sheets.
Is it basically
what your experience was?
Well, I mean, it's actually something else.
I would say that university, or my university in particular, has actually been fairly good with that. That we are still starting to learn where creatives and media agencies are starting to overlap. But particularly, I think, just adding to Paul's point before, is the main thing I think that's been really different is it's something that will take us 1 minute to do in university because we're only doing a very small portion of it. Takes hours to do here, and that's
true.
And
you're suggesting we're inefficient to here.
it's just the realities of implementing something that you would say, oh, you just do this, why are we going to put it on TV? But the realities of implementing on TV is massively time-consuming, takes multiple people, takes lots of that.
And how has that changed your perspective around advertising and kind of your potential job in the future?
I don't really know. It certainly, I expected it to be hard. I didn't expect it to be easy. I wanted it to be hard. I wanted it to be challenging. And I don't think it's really changed so much. I think it's more a case of, I guess, I know that I'll be starting in a, I wouldn't say easy position, but a position where I can learn the ropes, learn the skills, and then I can start to push my way through gradually. And it's a steady process, but it's one where you do have to learn a lot. And, because when you finish uni, you think you know everything, and then when you come into the industry, you know, actually, no, I don't know. Yeah, damn thing.
What about you two? How's your expectations been delivered or changed based on what you've been working on?
Well, I think that there's a lot more that I've learned here than I really expected to. I didn't really realize there'd be so much depth to a media agency. No, promising, because it kind of showed me that there are a lot more jobs than I thought there would be, so that's kind of promising.
Did you come here with the expectation of wanting to work in media or creative, or what was your initial expectation?
Well, to be honest, I really didn't know, and then I got the internship and was like, well, I guess I'm going there.
You didn't know what you would like, or you didn't know the differences?
I didn't know what I would like.
What would you like?
But I think now I'm definitely sure I would want to work in media.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yay. Mark, so you're, as you said, you weren't interning in effectively the green team, and that, the structure of PhD means that you actually work a little bit at the SBU, so Emma and social team, as well as the content team with Angela, as well as me, Google Images searches. How's your experience kind of been different to your expectations?
Well, when I thought of media, I thought it would be just a simple buying and implementing sort of agency. But the more I was kind of been involved with the team that you just mentioned, I kind of saw that it was more, a lot more creative. And it's a lot more strategic thinking going into it. In fact, it seemed like it was a creative agency in some aspects, which for me was very interesting. Because one of my favorite subjects at my university was studying the actual composition of an agency. Like, we actually had to study a specific agency, develop our own agency, learn all the different positions, what they do, how to go from the bottom to the top. And so that I did expect, but the biggest thing for me was just the amount of room you had to learn new skills.
Awesome. Brilliant. So what other things are you going to take away from your experience in terms of back to your universities or back to your next part of your courses?
A lot more skills in Excel.
That's a really interesting point. So do you think your expectations should be managed better when you were doing your degree, or do you think it was right to kind of come to your environment and get the reality jolt? Or?
Well, I think there wasn't really probably much more they could have taught us at uni in regards to what it would be like in the practical world. So I don't think that could have been changed. But yeah, this was always going to be a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
In a good way. Yeah. Good shock. We love to hear.
And is there any particular field, guys, on like within our media, within this agency? You were obviously exposed to different teams, but you had quite a lot of trainings and a lot of opportunities also to chat with basically anyone in this room particularly, but also just anyone in the agency. Is there any area in here that looked really, really interesting for you, that you know that, okay, this is the area I would definitely like to head towards?
Well, I always had a goal when I first came in to go into strategy. That was my long-term goal. I knew I wasn't going to get there straight away. I knew I'd have to work my way through media implementation and buying first. And look, I'm happy where I am in media implementation and DR. It's been a lot of fun. It's been, again, as I think everyone else has alluded to, very eye-opening. It's been a really, I can't really describe the experience. It's obviously been fascinating. It's also been a lot of fun. I guess that's probably where I wanted to end up. So I already had that sort of in mind, but I mean, I'm happy to work my way up. And obviously, I want a job more than anything now. I want to, yeah, it's a great life and I want to keep living it.
Do the rest of you come in with a particular idea in mind or a particular goal in mind, or do you ultimately know what you want to do?
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough to go straight into strategy and start dancing amongst the demigods, which is fantastic. So, you know, I'd like to stay there, which is a feasible goal.
I think I also would like to be more exposed to the strategy department, but I also want to be more involved in social, which I guess is part of it as well. Yeah, I thought that was really interesting over the past training sessions.
Yeah, I think our comms planning and strategy seems to be pretty modular.
Yeah, and it's interesting you mentioned that you have to go through investment planning to get to comms planning, which actually doesn't necessarily have to happen at all. The way that we're structured at PhD means that people, the execs basically work across all disciplines, so they'll work across comms planning, investment planning, but then actually we get to a point where we split. So there'll be those that are specifically predisposed to comms planning will get involved in that community, and those that are interested in the analytics and the data trading stuff will then move into the investment planning.
Do you think they are kind of mutually exclusive? Do you think there are certain skills within the comms planners that the investment planners don't have? Do you think there are different sets of people, different types of people?
It's interesting, actually. What do you guys think? So having worked in an agency with two sets of people?
Yes. What I've seen, like it does seem that obviously comms planning obviously more like idea generation kind of thing, and more like the investment obviously is a lot more done, a lot more negotiating, a lot more kind of that side, whereas I think the comms player is a lot more dealing with, like, really knowing the product better and really knowing the brand.
Mm. I think Source has been very good for us in that regard, is that we've been exposed to that sort of strategic side and planning side while we've been in other areas. That's certainly been a really big benefit to me, particularly because it's allowed me to do the strategic stuff that I wanted to do while working in buying stuff, which is giving me the skills I want to learn. So.
That's important. So those who don't know Source, you should all know by now. Source is our operating system that we have at PhD, which follows a process right from brief into the implementation activation of our campaigns. And I have to say, the interns have been very good on Source. In fact, over the last 3 weeks, I think they've been top 10 in terms of the amount of things they've got. So, which I think is great, demonstrates their commitment and understanding of our operating system, which is brilliant. So what do you guys think of Source?
Yeah, it's good. It's really like completely different. Like you didn't, like I obviously read about the internet before we came here and stuff, but it's completely different to what you expect. I think we didn't even really know the full scope of it as well. That's what you guys plan, like you put your data into there and how you kind of plan campaigns, which we haven't seen that side of it.
Yeah.
I think it's really like interesting and it's kind of amazing that you can just be sitting there and look at a couple of words on the computer that are a thought leader, and then from there you can add your, you know, two cents to it, and then that can be taken and be in execution for an entire campaign right across the world, which I think is a reward enough. You know, you don't really need things.
And we would call that an intrinsic reward. So, as we wrap up, what would be the one piece of advice you would give to the next generation of interns that are going to come into PhD?
Learn pretzels.
Can we give a little bit of context
I don't know. I guess just be open to whatever opportunities you're presented with and just say yes.
Great. Write everything down. Everything you're told, write it down. And then really know what you're writing down.
Make gambits.
Yeah. I think the main thing for me is just really wanting it. Like, that's, I think, one of the things that I think makes us good, I suppose. Is that we're all enthusiastic, we love the industry. If you don't like advertising media, I don't think you'll enjoy it, but certainly having a love for it is a big part of it.
I'm going to flip the question just before we go.
Oh, exciting.
What do we think, as people who are in the industry a few more years longer than these people here, what do we think makes a good intern?
So for me...
And who has the best around this table? Who is our favourite? No, that is not what we're here to have. But I'm just interested to see, you know, because I know what the value is of a good intern to me. So I'm just interested to ask.
For me, it's someone who absolutely gets involved, says yes, tries their hardest. I mean, the reality is there's limitations of what you can do because we have obviously lots of experience around systems, etc. But for just being there and asking questions and being proactive, I think proactivity is probably the biggest thing that I would say. That is what we've had interns in the past who just sat there and done nothing and not asked any questions. And that for me is the sign of a bad intern. A good intern is someone who kind of, as you said, wants it and asks and is proactive as possible.
Shows interest in learning and doing things, because it's that enthusiasm is what you need even when you actually start officially in the industry, because it's a lot of hard work, and if you're not enthusiastic about learning and understanding what the opportunities are and how you can grow and, you know, helping your team out, then it's definitely not for you.
I think that proactivity that you mentioned earlier on, Stuart, is paramount for me, because, as you say, you don't want somebody who's just sitting there. I love somebody who can just be open and just say, right, what do you need me to do? Because oftentimes we're so busy, there's so much going on, you just need somebody to take a bit of a load off you and understand that, yeah, some of the grunt work is not that exciting, but it's necessary. And, you know, not to be too prissy or precious about what you're doing, because we all have to do shit things within this job sometimes. Excuse my French. Sorry, you can beat me. But, you know, it's part of it.
Yeah.
And don't be prissy, and don't be too, you know, prissy about what you're meant
be
to
more
do.
Pragmatic.
Be more pragmatic and understand that there's a reason why we're asking you to do things.
Yeah, brilliant. Jess?
Yeah, I'd say enthusiasm definitely is the most important thing. And yet just a willingness to learn anything that's thrown in front of you. And yeah, because that's always used, that you can always use that later in other jobs or wherever, but just having that enthusiasm to learn as much as physically possible.
Yeah, for me it's the same. It's basically two things really: passion and attention. Passion we talked a lot about. It's really being enthusiastic about what you're about to do. And attention is when you said that, take notes. It's so true, and some of the interns I was exposed to, like previously also back home. What I noticed as well is that they're listening, but they're actually not taking notes, and obviously some of the information then is just going to be missing, because there's so much to soak in, there's so much to learn that you will lose some of the info in case you don't take notes. And I think that's really, really important, not only listen, but pay attention.
Awesome. So one last question. Have you enjoyed your time at PhD?
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you guys, that was a great insight into your experiences here. And that's all from us. So from the team at PhD and PhD Cast, that's goodbye from me.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
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 See ya.
Bye.
Yay. Yeah.
To get more from PhD Australia, you can like us on Facebook, you can follow us on Twitter, or find us on Google+ at PhD Australia.